for this sermon and reflection upon this, I have thought to read from this very familiar Bible portion from which, even in these services, have already been discussed and brothers have referred to them. But regardless of this, I thought that the Heavenly Father would give, even from this moment, for each and every one of us, that which we need. This portion which I will read is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15, the first 10 verses. And the words are as follows. Then drew near unto them the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spoke this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which are need no repentance. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, and saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Amen. This was surely a very familiar portion of text. I thought, nevertheless, when I was asked for which portion of text I want to refer to, that isn't this the essence of it? And the reason why we have these summer services, that if even one such a soul which is seeking God's kingdom would find it, that we would rejoice each and every one of us would rejoice over that. It takes nothing away from us if God adds to his flock. But it is the opposite, or on the contrary, that we want to rejoice in that. And for that reason, dear service guest, you have come here, regardless of what reason you have come here, perhaps to even meet those relatives, or just to listen, or out of curiosity. If you are not a partaker of this, of God's great grace, then precisely these services were intended for you. And for that reason, this call is always heard, the voice of the Good Shepherd, that dear friend, you still have a chance to come into the kingdom of God, to come to the throng of believers and receive forgiveness that your whole past life, no matter what it was like, nevertheless, you have the permission to believe, all sins forgiven. And for that reason, Jesus, the Lord of life, has done this redemption, reconciliation work. He has carried the heaviest end of the cross for the sake of each and every one of us. And when we have now gathered here to be nourished, many of us have awaited, have been waiting for these summer services where we have been able to gather each and every year through the great grace of God. But to my mind came a few weeks ago in my own home congregation, we had home services, and I thought that there were probably the same amount of listeners as there are here in the front bench. Then I asked from the brothers, have you thought that what is the minimum amount of people for what it is worthwhile to hold services? Is it not so that where there are two or three gathered in Jesus' name, there the Lord of life is in their midst? Is it not so? It is so. Surely these small services have been conducted even in this area, even though there are hectares here and caravans everywhere. In those small gatherings, when the poor children of God have come together and have been able to preach all sins forgiven, those are those small services. And we need these. And it is a great richness for us that the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of God, we have brothers and sisters who are accompanying us on this journey of faith. But this portion of text which I have read, they drew near unto him, all the publicans and sinners, for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. Elsewhere in the Bible, it has been highlighted that those Pharisees and scribes of that time, they came to listen to Jesus, but that they did not have that thought in their mind, that what did Jesus have to say for them? But they took offense in it, that Jesus, who is a friend of all sinners, still through the Holy Spirit from his kingdom preaches the same message from the kingdom. And specifically to everyone, to all sinners, they can believe, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, unto peace, freedom, and joy. In this way, we can safely hear quite often during these days, but is it not comforting that there is nothing new here, nothing particularly new about it? It is that old and familiar, safe gospel of God, which can be resound freely here in our fatherland. Then Jesus told this parable of the sheep. I'm not familiar with sheep, but they are cute. But are we, as children of God, often compared to sheep? There's something similar there about how that flock of sheep behaves and how the children of God behave, especially in that sense, how we want to be one flock, standing united as one in the midst of this world where God's word is nullified, even though it is old fashioned. It is a guiding rope which continues to lead us and direct us on this journey of faith. He spoke of this parable that there were those 100 sheep. It is quite a large flock of sheep. And one of them was lost. I thought, when I was pondering over this text, as a businessman, that even 1% it is okay to make a loss, but the Heavenly Father does not want it to be this way. He does not want to lose even one sheep. And for that reason, Jesus spoke or told this parable. And how he leaves those 99 to search for that one lamb which is lost. And for their sake, which we have heard in previous sermons, and for whose sake these services have also been organized. And what kind of image comes to mind? I often use that home family Bible, which has pictures. It is a very good book in that sense, especially for children, but also for us adults alike. Those pictures are really nice. Just like in that passage, which you most likely remember, how there is a ravine there on the side of the mountain, and that lost lamb has gone on that, ended up in there. And with that long shepherd's staff, which has a hook on the end, he reaches out to lift that lamb. Once he has found it, he takes the sheep onto his shoulders. And as we heard here, he rejoicing takes off in the midst of the other sheep. He did not leave that one sheep there alone on the cliff or lock it. Nevertheless, he wished to bring it back to his own flock. And so it is today. When one person receives the grace of repentance, which is they are that lost leaf, we desire to accompany them to the fellowship of God's children and not leave them in their loneliness. And if possible, bring them together with other children of God. And in that way, in the same way we are taking care of each other. And as Jesus, the chief shepherd, through his spirits, we can take care of one another with that same grace gospel. We can be supporting those weary feet. As I mentioned earlier, we are those sinful people. We fall into sin and make mistakes. However, when brothers and sisters guide us, to that and advise us on how to live in the kingdom of God. We desire to accept that advice with love. Just as here, with these sheep, I looked in the section of the Old Testament from Ezekiel, a couple portions of text where is spoken of these sheep. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day, he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep and deliver them out of all places where they have scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries. And I will seek which are lost and bring which are driven away. I will bind up that which was broken, and I will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with the judgment of them. In this way, God's word teaches us. We have experienced often from our parents, for example, of their own children who have abandoned their own faith, which we of that sorrow which we carry. However, we want to remember that so long as there is life, there is hope of them, of my own self, I can share a happening or story. Which has touched me personally. When there was a child like this who had fallen astray from God's kingdom, he then, on many occasions regarding matters of faith, and when we tried to discuss about them, sometimes it felt that even we argued about them. And I began to grow weary of the whole thing, and I began to think, I can't take this anymore and discuss these anymore. That it is always just the same disagreements. But listen, he was actually looking to return home back to that flock of sheep. He listened online, specifically the service of God's children. And how in those services is always preached that one can believe, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And he wanted to believe. From there, but that phone call, when he called us home, that mother and father, he has listened to these services from many places. And this same sermon has comforted him. But he specifically wants from you that can he believe all sins forgiven. And this touched me. That how I was young and impatient, and I say to you, dear parents, that it requires patience, but it is worthwhile to be patient. We do not know of any close one who really wants to seek the kingdom of God. And I dare to share this because I have talked with him. And I asked him if I can share this example once in a sermon for the life of which he led. There's nothing beautiful to say about it, but he has rejoiced how he has been able to return to among God's children. But we, each and every one of us, may have challenges with different matters, and especially remember you who are listening there somewhere online, remotely, and perhaps precisely for that reason that it is difficult to come to such large gatherings like this. Nevertheless, wherever this voice reaches, you can believe in the same way. All sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. It is our comfort now and always. And in this way, during this evening moment, we want to remain believing and to make those promises that as long as we have this temporal journey, that we would do this, that if the journey of faith ends before the journey of life does, it could be that there is no return anymore, and there is no share of that great reward. Unfortunately, this has happened, even though those who have received the grace of repentance at the last moment and rejoice of these things. And as I have said earlier, it is not up to any of us. If God adds the throng of believers, it is a rejoice. Is it a thing to be joyful about for each and every one of us? As our text spoke of this silver, in that same way, how this lonely person, or who is found that there is the angels in heaven rejoice over it. That even though we are allowed to journey on this way, even if we stumble, we are under the same care, right until the end of our lives. And in this way, let us remain believing. You can believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. All sins forgiven. All sins. Even if you do not have the strength to raise your own hand, that same gospel you can believe from this general sermon. Even myself, amongst many temptations, coming here before you, however, nevertheless, can you forgive me for all my sins and temptations? Believe all sins forgiven, Jesus and God. I truly desire to believe together with all children of God. In Jesus' name, amen.